Gentlemen, this young man has been under a complete hypnotic spell for quite some time. I shall conclude the experiment by probing into her subconscious mind. Tell me, of what are you dreaming?
I hear music. Gay music. It is far off.
Yes, yes, go on.
I see platters of delicious food. Wonderful aromas delight my nostrils.
Where is this dreamland you speak of?
I see a tall man with a black mustache. It is Zimmerman's Hungaria.
Well, the young man speaks the truth, but you don't have to be under a hypnotic spell to take a good tip when you hit it. If you plan a party, wedding, banquet, social, or holiday function, you can't go wrong if you go to Zimmerman's Hungaria, right off Broadway on 46th Street. Whether it is an American dish or rare Hungarian native food, you are guaranteed the best in an atmosphere of old-world sociability. Remember, Zimmerman's Hungaria at West 46th Street.
You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Oh, hello, Dorothy. Hello. I said, Dorothy, come over here. Sit down. There's something I want to tell you. It's rather difficult. I don't quite know how to put it. Well, you see, there's a man who is dazzled by your radiance, and he's become enchanted. He is a different being. His poetic soul is stirred by the sight of wet soot, the color tone of a cucumber, and the weight of a headache.
No, boy, you've got it the wrong way round.
Well, it sounds just as good that way. The few times he is up, he is dreaming, and he can't find out who he is. For all he knows, he may have had a spagyric mandragora. We're not sure about that, are we, Claude?
No, but it all points that way.
Which way?
To a spagyric
All right.
What does all this mean?
It means that he's deeply in love, up to his ears in it. And even then, they stick out.
Am I to believe all this?
Oh, Dorothy, I've never realized until this moment how beautiful you are. Those blue eyes. Oh, those blue eyes. That angelic mouth.
Yeah, steady, old boy.
It's all right, I'm getting worked out.
Yes, I know you are.
Look at that soft auburn hair. Oh, look at that auburn hair. Oh, Dorothy. Only an unmitigated idiot could fail to rave about you.
I can't bear this suspense any longer. Who is this man?
Oh, you know very well. Go on, I know. Oh, can't you guess?
Yes, I think I can. Claude, leave us alone a minute, will you?
Yes, but you don't understand.
Now, do as you're told like a good boy. I fix it all right. I'll get you another girl.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, Dorothy. Oh. Claude, shut that door. Oh, Dorothy, loving you is the best thing I do. Loving you brings me happiness too, when I hold your hand and gaze in your eyes. Oh, what a surprise. Then I realize
loving you,
yes,
is the best thing I do.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you know it's really true.
Of course it's true.
When I see you smile, I know it's worthwhile. Loving you is the best.
Oh, you sing it now. It'll be better for all concerned.
Loving you.
Oh, yes.
Is the best thing I do.
Oh, you don't know how you look.
Loving you.
You look marvelous.
Brings me happiness too.
Come closer.
When I hold your hand and gaze in your eyes.
Closer.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Then I realize.
Claude, shut that door.
Is the best thing I do.
I'm awfully sorry.
And you know it's really true.
Of course it's true.
When I see you smile, I know it's worthwhile. Loving you is the best thing I
do. And there's side two of Jack and Claude Hulbert, assisted by Betty Estelle. I guess that's how it's pronounced. Someone will correct me on that. Loving You Part 2, 1932. Second side of that record. The other side, you might say. And the only sides that I appreciate are on records. Otherwise, there are no sides, and that's and I'll go with that. I just have to say that. That's true. I'm not promoting anything except my own wonderfulness here on Radiola. And we're moving along. This is, and I'm Andy Senior, trying not to stay too much in one spot because I tend to take on barnacle-like tendencies if I remain in one position too long. So it's good to get up and flex the knees a bit. Here's the Victor Orchestra in 1910. Not the military man, just the Victor Orchestra. In 1910, The Wild Cherry's Rag.
Seem to me fine. myself by denied. There's no one to ask me the wherefore or why. I eat when I'm hungry and drink when I'm dry. For I want what I want when I want it.
The Virginians in 1924, one of those great Ross Gorman led groups from the Whiteman Band. Very nice stuff there. I've got and it was pretty good jazz, actually. You can get into some arguments with people, but I kind of like those records from the early ones by the Virginians. I've got a cross-eyed papa, and I think the second line is, but he looks straight to me. Well, I don't know about the previous guy. we'll see what he was up to, but that was 1924. Arthur Burden, one of those 7-inch Emersons from 1917. I want what I want when I want it. And that's from Victor Herbert from one of his shows. And that certainly is that guy does. There's no appeasing some people. They're gonna want to stay out all night and. Well, that gets tired pretty quick, by the way, if you ever tried it. So when you get to be about 30 years old, you'll realize it's time to do something else. That's just my feeling. You start looking for someone to say, okay, maybe it isn't so bad. My liver's starting to turn colors. The Victor Orchestra, Wild Cherries Rag. That color particularly, 1910. And it's not the Wild Cherries Rag, it's just Wild Cherries Rag. And I put the in there because that's a service I provide to you on this show, on Radiola. And I'm Andy Sr. And now here's a song, here's a set that really does kind of move along. It's very it's you might say it's not fixed to any one spot. We begin with Sigmund Krumgold on the organ, on OK in 1927. Great recording, nice sound, beautiful sound of another Victor Herbert song. In fact, Gypsy Love Song. Thank you.
are roaming with you. For then we dream of a home in a cottage for two. The evening star is an omen that dreams will come true. In the gloaming when I'm a roaming with you.
Fleetwood Orchestra, a very jazzy group led by Harry Reeser, Tom Stack, singing A Roman With You, 1926. Before that, Roman, My Little Gypsy Sweetheart from 1927. Oh, yes. That's the Vanderbilt Orchestra, which is actually the Harry Archer group. And Irving Kaufman was singing that for you. And a little reference to the previous tune, which was a very famous one, Gypsy Love Song. 1927, also played in one of those Marx Brothers movies by Chico on the piano, but that's how it sounds on the organ, played by Sigmund Krumgold. And he recorded some things for Victor, too, for the Schulkritz Rhythmelodists, but there he is on his own. Can handle, he doesn't need accompaniment. This is Radiola, and we're doing this. We're moving. And we're going to continue now with Gene Austin. And, you know, sometimes you do get tired, but you just got to keep moving. Weary River, 1929.
Poets say our lives are like the rivers that flow. They surely know true. Everyone a different kind of stream, so they say, all on our way to. Here's a raging torrent neck, dashing on strong. Here's a peaceful rivulet, bubbling along. I have been just like a weary river that keeps winding endlessly. Fate has been a very cheerful giver to most everyone but me. Though how long it took me to learn, hope is strong and tides have to turn. And now I know that every weary river someday meets the sea. I have been just like a weary river that keeps winding endlessly. Fate has been a very cheerful giver to most everyone but me. And oh, how long strong and ties have to tend. And now I know that every weary river someday meets the
There's a thousand guys that think they're wise, and they're paying, just like you.
Oh, no, Jolly.
Cause it's the woman who pays, you've heard it said, for reckless nights and days. But who's the guy that pays? The woman that pays and pays and pays. It's the woman that takes, that gets the breaks, and so do her relatives. But who's the guy that never gets, but gives and gives and gives? Since Adam first made love to Eve, the story's been the same. They'll get it if you've got it. It's the old army game, and it's the woman that sighs and cries and lies in Cadillac who pays. But who's the guy that pays? The woman that pays and pays and pays. If he's 71 and the son of a gun at home has saving ways, then he's the guy that pays. The woman that pays and pays and pays.
with a beautiful blonde of whom he's fond. You will meet him in cabarets, and he's the guy that pays the woman that pays and pays and pays. Pretty girls with pretty curls just knock them off their feet. They've even been known to knock them off their seat down in the street. When to Reno they go and both decide to go their separate ways. Then he's the guy that pays the woman that pays and pays and pays. It's the woman that pays, you've heard it said, on reckless nights and days. But who's the guy that pays the woman that pays and pays and pays? With a sigh and a tear, a lavalier appears from out the haze. It's from the guy that pays the woman that pays and pays and pays. Lots of girls who wear cheap frocks cry, well, they get silver fox. And that's why some guys have no socks, for crying out loud. If he hasn't a cent, he'll pay her rent to sleep in a tent for days. He ought to be dead, the guy that said it's the woman that pays and pays.
Chick Ender and Charlie Farrell. It's the Woman Who Pays, recorded in London in 1932, and that's a good one to find. Chick Ender mainly made his later records in London. There are not too many over here. And that's a pretty good one. Yes, and rather cynical. If you want to hear cynical, I'll play the other side of that Mary Haynes record. That's even more so, but I figure we can only handle so much in one show. Bessie Brown, a blues singer, recording on Brunswick, but this was the standard series, but this is rather bluesy. 1928, Someone Else May Be There When I'm Gone. Weary River, 1929, Gene Austin. And, yes, that's... I guess rivers could get weary, too. Sometimes I get weary, and I get sick of trying, but Old Man River isn't that weary, apparently, because he keeps on doing whatever he's doing. And I'm Andy Senior, and I have to say I embody that weariness. On Radiola, the Washingtonians, recording on Romeo. It's actually Duke Ellington's group, and Duke recorded on so many different labels. It's hard to find them all. And if you do, you're quite a collector. If you get that blue disc, let me know. But Washingtonians, 1928, Move Over. Thank you.
Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yellow. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little thrilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the where's-es, you need a who's-es to lead upon. But when you have no who's-es to hug and what's it all gosh darn? Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that.
Giving me the air for what you got the Morris chair for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. What do you want to leave me flat for? What do you want to be like that for? What's the welcome on your mat for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Why have you got those lovable charms? Why have I got loving arms? What are you acting so afraid for? What's the window got a shade for? What's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Thank you.
Andy Sinella and his all-star orchestra. Chick Bullock singing there, and it's the second one we have of him in there, yes. Let's Get Friendly, 1931. I've got the sheet music for that somewhere, but it doesn't have Chick Bullock on it. It was an okay song, and I love that group with the accordion, that Charles Magnante, and I think most bands should employ an accordionist, whatever they play, definitely, even classical, it would work. Jack Berger and his orchestra, Chick Bullock again, 1931 on Oriole. Would you like to take a walk? Would you? Well, maybe we should take a walk rather than sitting around here all day. That recording, though, according to the discography, that may have been a later recording by a group that wasn't actually Jack Berger. So I leave that to the experts to decide, but it says Jack Berger, and ostensibly it is him leading that group with Chick Bullock. Not Pinky Pearl, but Chick Bullock on that recording. Yes, that was from, I think, the review Sweet and Low. It had nothing to do with sugar, though. The Washingtonians, Move Over, 1928. Yes, familiar tune, different setting, and yes. This is Radiola, and we're usually, we keep things moving, always. Keep it interesting. We try not to play too much of one thing all the time. So we're going to shift yet again to Edgar Hayes and his orchestra. And Edgar is, he's a great pianist, led the remnants of the Mills Blue Rhythm Band here in 1937. Edgar steps out.
Thank you.
Milt Hirth Trio, and that was Milt Hirth on the organ, O'Neill Spencer on drums, and Willie the Lion Smith on piano, and a great copy of that record. Sounds great. I didn't touch the EQ on that at all. That is such a good sound on there from 1937. That's a plenty. And what a recording. And that'll if you're not moving now, I mean, where's your pulse, basically? If you can't appreciate that, you better call a doctor and see if you have anything moving in there. Maybe time for some apparatus to be replaced. The Edgar Hayes and his orchestra. Edgar Steps Out, 1937. Great swing. Oh yes. This is Radiola, and we are eclectic, definitely, and that's part of moving. You have to. We're not going to move any pianos, though. Don't ask us. And I'm Andy Senior, and I have moved pianos in my day, and it's not an occupation I would recommend to those who wish to preserve their sacroiliac. I appreciate you listening every week, by the way, very much so. Here's another recording from the Nauk batch, courtesy Kurt Nauk and they're in his record auction. Paul Tremaine and his orchestra in 1930. And this is a good one to finish with, so let's finish with this. Everybody's singing on this one, apparently. There's one more river to cross, so let's get on that bridge.
Five by five,
there's one more river to cross,
the old Queen Bee and the rest of her heart.